Star Press. The manuscript of this novel was couriered to my U.S. and U.K. agents on December 2, 1992. On December 8th, the recently discovered asteroid Toutatis made its closest approach to Earth, a mere 3 million kilometers. Astronomers from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory took the opportunity to scan it with a new radar system at NASA's Mojave Desert Station. They found that Toutatis consists of two heavily cratered bodies between 3 and 4 kilometers in diameter, revolving about each other almost in contact. The radar image shows an object exactly like Kali after it had split. This is the first discovery of a double asteroid. Radar had shown Apollo 4769, Castalia, referred to in Chapter 45, to be dumbbell-shaped. Quite probably, as I assumed, it is also a contact binary. The latest January 1, 1993, news on Swift Tuttle, relayed to me by Dr. Duncan Steele, is that a better determination of its orbit makes a 21-26 impact unlikely. It may miss Earth by 15 days. But the last line of the novel still stands. And Dr. Steele adds ominously that fragments calving off the comet, as has been observed in several cases, may yet present a hazard. How do you fancy 100 Tunguskas in a day?
The End. You've been listening to The Hammer of God by Arthur C. Clarke, narrated by George Guidel. Arthur C. Clarke is one of the most celebrated science fiction authors of our time, winner of all of the highest honors in the field. He is the author of more than 50 books, with more than 50 million copies in print. His bestsellers include Childhood's End, 2001, A Space Odyssey, and Rendezvous with Rama. He co-broadcast the Apollo 11, 12, and 15 missions with Walter Cronkite and Wally Schirra, and shared an Oscar nomination with Stanley Kubrick for the film version of 2001, A Space Odyssey. If you've enjoyed this book, Recorded Books recommends The Wanderer by Fritz Leiber, narrated by Norman Dietz. The Wanderer was the winner of the Hugo Award for Best Science Fiction Novel of 1964. You'll find a wide selection of titles, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more, in the Recorded Books catalog. So to order The Wanderer, or for a copy of our latest listing, please call us using the telephone number found on the back of the book. You can order by phone with any major credit card, or by writing to us, or by faxing us. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse the catalog, hear about the latest releases, place orders, or tune into narrator profiles and author interviews. So visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.